Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Item two, Open Meetings Act posting and meeting procedure. A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used with respect to each agenda item. The directors will hear the subcommittee chairman's report with their proposals and recommendation. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chair. Lastly, directors will discuss their item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chairman. We ask that the public not interrupt directors' discussion and action. Thank you. Item three, quorum call, please.
Thomas.
Present.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Davidson.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
Pennington.
Here.
McCormick. Mazur.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
And Chairman.
Here. Item four, I'm sorry, 3A excused absences. I have excused absences for directors Tim McCormick and Josh Henningsen. Adoption of agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Mazur.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Item five, adoption of consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Bradley.
Aye.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes. Item six, I have proof of publication of this meeting and it will become part of the permanent record of the meeting. Moving on, item eight, agency association reports and presentations. Natural Resources Conservation Service report by Kristen Schluter, District Conservationist. How are you, Kristen?
Hi, good afternoon. Super excited. We're slowly moving closer to being fully staffed. We recently selected an applicant for the contract technician position in Blair. That's a temporary position, not with us, but it's with a contracting company. Still, we're having the contracting company work with him to get him hired, so we're not sure on the exact start date, but hopefully soon. We're also going to soon be scheduling interviews for the similar position in Tecama. So again, that's a temporary position with the idea that they will be on with us for about a year, gain the experience that they need to be a soil conservation technician, and then hopefully we can re-advertise and move them into the federal position. We're still short a Pheasants Forever biologist, but they've received permission to advertise, but we haven't seen that announcement yet. Last week, we had our joint NRD-NRCS staff meeting in the Blair Field office. And that was exciting because we were able to have some senior leadership there. John was able to be with us. Our state conservationist, Rob Lawson, was also there. We've got a lot of new staff, so we just touched on some engineering topics, some grass seeding topics. We had Terry present on just, you know, the basic conservation programs that the NRD has to offer. We also had our American Indian special emphasis person with NRCS there to tell us about some tribal scholarship opportunities for kids who want to study ag and natural resources. For NRCS staff, we've recently had some attend trainings in Lincoln. ARC Pro, we're moving towards that, so a lot of our tools are changing and mapping procedures are changing. Just a lot of, again, newer employees, so they've been to some training on CD and CART, which are our business tools that we use to keep track of customer files and assess and rank all of our conservation programs. And then next week, also, we'll have our local working group meeting in the Blair Field office. So that's March 20th, and that is open to the public. And basically, that's the meeting where we garner feedback from the public on, you know, what our natural resource priorities for the area are and if we want to change ranking questions, priorities, things like that for our next program sign-up, so anyone's welcome to attend that. It'll be 9 to noon next week on the 20th. Programs-wise, we continue to accept EQIP and CSP on a continuous basis. Right now, we're working on obligating our existing IRA applications. And just kind of a refresher, IRA was Biden's Inflation Reduction Act funds for specifically for climate smart practices. And the idea was we were supposed to kind of obligate those on a short time frame. So right now, that's all NRCF staff's number one priority is to be working on those. And we're going to move right from that into assessing our general EQIP and CSP applications. They did announce a new continuous CRP sign-up, so we're currently, that's currently underway, and that's going to run till July 31st. So staff are also having to fit in CRP requests in with their IRA workload. And the continuous CRP acres are limited, so FSA is submitting applications in batches, and that first batch deadline is tomorrow. We're also in a general CRP sign-up that started March 4th and goes till March 29th. And they're going to be offering a grassland CRP sign-up from April 29th through May 24th. Just some other news. I don't know if you guys knew our state office moved the end of February, so they have a new building. I personally haven't been there yet, but they also have an address change, so if anybody needs the address, I can give it to you. South and west of kind of where they are now, but a new building, NRCS, FSA, soils team are supposed to kind of all be together, so I'm excited to see it. And we've also received our list for FSA compliance reviews, where we go out and have to do field checks for HEO compliance, wetland compliance, so we'll start that as soon as planting has gotten going, but we've got our list to get working on that, so that's kind of where we're at. I appreciate you guys having me this evening, and I'd be open to entertaining any questions that you have.
You got a lot going on, Kristen.
Yes, wow. Very busy. I made like it here that. In time, but it's kind of hard. All right.
Question, Ted, go ahead.
I have one question. On the continuous CRP signups, is that still for land that was previously farmed like 3 out of the last 5 years, or can that be for any land?
Right, so it does have to have cropping history, and I believe, yeah, I can't remember the exact years they change with every farm bill, but yeah, they have to meet the cropping history, and each type of practice might have a different how many years it had to be cropped.
Uh-huh.
The only exception to that would be marginal pasture land CRP. Does not need cropping history, but that would have to be like a buffer next to a creek, either a perennial or intermittent creek. But usually the rental rates, I don't know what what the rental rates in our NRD are, but usually historically they're typically not enough to get people's attention to have them sign up for it. But that would be the only exception. But otherwise, yeah, it has to have cropping history, and you have to have had it for at least a year, owned it or operated for at least a year to get in. So, yeah.
Any other questions for Kristen? All right, thank you. Excellent report.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Item 8B, Nebraska Association of Resource Districts, Director Rich Teaser.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NERD did meet this past Sunday and Monday in Lincoln, and the big item was the election of officers. Marty Gass was elected president. He's from Ainsworth in the middle Niobrara NRD. He's been on the board for 29 years. Ryan Reuter, Vice President, he's from Minnesota, Nebraska, and he is on the North Platte NRD since 2018. Mason Hoffman, a rather new young gentleman, was elected Secretary Treasurer from the Little Blue NRD. He's been on for about 5 years. And then as far as the GMs go, on March 6th, the GMs had a meeting, and they elected Scott Sabolka of the Lower Big Blue as their committee manager. And one bit of bad news, I don't know, maybe I'm the only one around here, some old staff, but Stan Staub from the Lower Elkhorn passed away. He was three managers ago, and a great guy passed away in Kearney at age 77. He retired, and then who to,
Mike Sessom.
Mike Sotak took over, and, for him, but, great guy and a real loss to the NRD system. So if there's not any questions, that completes my report.
All right, any questions for Director Teaser? All right, thank you, Rich, appreciate the report. Item eight C, Nebraska Natural Resources Commission, Director Larry Bradley.
Well, thank you. We met on February 21st, and, it was good to have a meeting at 11 o'clock in Kearney and not 10 o'clock, so it just gives you, you know, a little bit more time to get there.
Couple items
of note, I have in my notes, the Water Sustainability Fund, the WSF Fund, the governor, I guess, collected $8 million from that, from the Cedar Knox. It's one of those use it or lose it, I think, but anyway, the governor reached in and pulled out $8 million from the WSF fund. The Perkins County update a bit on that. They're 10% along on the design process, already purchasing property. There is continual talks with Colorado, and then I think Irrigators of Colorado, you know, talking with state of Nebraska. So that's something to be known. There was a program committee under Soil and Water Conservation Program Fund, NRD, any unobligated balances to return. I guess, I don't know if we, for this, the Papua, Missouri, if we have any unobligated balances, but within the Soil Water Conservation, that was to be returned. Then they had a little bit of a talk, a presentation of cover crop impact study. And it really just covered, you know, Buffalo County and did a 3-year study, no cover versus cover. But more and more, I guess, NRDs want to, you know, push to cost share cover crops. And if that would help do anything with the keep water, because we are seeing declines in groundwater. So there has been some declination of groundwater in Nebraska. And their little study area was sandy clay loam type of soil, but of course, you know, it just needs to be further study. And then Buffalo County's pretty flat versus, you know, other areas of state of Nebraska that have more hilly topography. But other than that, that was a, you know, pretty good meeting. So.
Yeah, thank you, Larry. Any questions for Larry, Director Thompson?
Did that $8 million was for some snafu that occurred couple years ago, and, but
Cedar
that,
Knox.
You get $10 million, $11 million goes to City of Omaha. But did that really affect the ability to award any more grants?
Not this time around, because most of that grant money was already awarded. So by last July, last summer.
Okay.
But that'd be interesting for this time around. So we'll be watching for that. The next meeting's April 3rd, so I can maybe bring that up as well. Mm-hmm.
Anyone
That's
else?
My report.
All right, thank you, Director Bradley. Legislative report, Catalyst Public Affairs.
So Tim is meeting with the governor this afternoon. I can just say that we've been working daily or every week on the budget proposals that are out there as far as hard caps and various restrictions to put on local governments. So no one really knows what direction it's going, including committee members, but so we continue to educate senators, meet with the governor's office, and just try to kind of tell our story. So more to come, but there's no clear direction right now.
All right. Wait, thank you.
What's the time frame for that? When will we know if that, when that's going to be heard, or what the final bill will even curtail?
So they haven't brought anything out of committee yet as far as the revenue committee. So the state budget has to be passed by day 50, which is coming up pretty rapidly.
Fast.
So then after that, they'll have 10 days left, working days. So there is talk that the governor may call them back for a special session just on property taxes. But again, there's just a lot of ideas, a lot of proposals swirling, and just no one's coalesced around one movement. So It's very fluid.
What happens if nothing is decided?
It just continues the way we're.
The budget as a.
Yep, we just can move forward as we've been working, so.
All right. Anyone else? Questions for John? All right, moving on. Subcommittee reports, 9A, ad hoc consultant selection subcommittee RFP for Big Papio and Tributary Culverts Rehabilitation Project. Director Jim Thompson.
Sir. Be resolved, the minutes of March 7th, 2024, meeting of the ad hoc consultant selection subcommittee RFP for Big Papio and Tributaries Culverts Rehabilitation Project are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Recommendation, a contract being negotiated with Houston Engineering Incorporated to provide professional services necessary to design, permit, and replace or rehabilitate Papio NRD, City of Omaha, City of Papillion, Big Papio and Tributary Culverts and Storm Sewer Outlets to meet U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Public Law 84-99, levy safety requirements, and the subcommittee so moved.
Thank you. Any public comments on this item? Staff? Directors? Okay, roll call, please.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Teeter.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bond.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Sherman.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Director Thompson. Item 9B, Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee. Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be resolved that the minutes of the March 12th, 2024, meeting of the Program, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporating these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9B1, Amendment to the Second Amended Agreement for Lower Platte River Pragmites Management Program. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the amendment to the Second Amended Interlocal Agreement with Lower Platte South NRD and Lower Platte North NRD for the Lower Platte River Pragmites Management Program. The district will keep a selected qualified bidders list to have competitive bids and qualified bidders ready for the program, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as deformed by district legal counsel. And I so move.
Okay, any public comments on this item? Staff or directors? Okay, roll call.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Teeter.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bond.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Sherman.
Yes.
9B2, Contract Amendment Number 5 with Shimmer for Platte River Bridge Trail. Recommendation that the following resolution be adopted. Resolution, Preliminary Engineering Services Agreement, BK1928, Supplemental Agreement Number 5. Whereas Papio Missouri River NRD and Shimmer Associates have previously executed a preliminary engineering service agreement for transportation project, which the local public agency, LPA, would like to obtain federal funds. And whereas the Papio Missouri River NRD understands that it must continue to strictly follow all federal, state, and local law rules, regulations, policies, and guidelines applicable to the funding of the federal aid project. And whereas Papio Missouri River NRD and Shimmer Associates wish to enter into a supplemental preliminary engineering services agreement setting out modifications and our additional duties and our funding responsible for the federal aid project, be it resolved by the board of the Papio Missouri River NRD, Nebraska, that John Winkler, general manager of the Papio Missouri River NRD, is hereby authorized to sign the attached preliminary engineering services supplemental agreement number 5 between Papio Missouri River NRD and Shimmer. Papio Missouri River NRD is committed to providing local funds for the project as required by the project program agreement and any supplemental project agreements. And I shall move.
Making Fred work today. Any public comments on this item? Staff, directors? Pretty straightforward. Roll call, please.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
3B, 3A, Elkhorn River Trail Bridge Agreement, Professional Services Agreement with Shimmer for Design. Recommendation that the following resolution be adopted. Resolution, signing a preliminary engineering agreement, BK2429. Whereas Papio, Missouri River NRD is developing a transportation project for which it intends to obtain federal funds, and whereas Papio, Missouri River NRD as a subrecipient of federal aid funding is charged with responsibility of expending said funds in accordance with federal, state, and local laws, rules, regulations, policies, and guidelines applicable to the funding of federal aid project. And whereas Papio, Missouri River NRD and Shimmer Associates wishes to enter into a professional service agreement to provide preliminary engineering services for the federal aid project, be it resolved by the board of the Papio, Missouri River NRD, that Kevin Sapinski, the board chair, is hereby authorized to sign the attached preliminary engineering services agreement between Papio, Missouri River NRD, Nebraska, and Shimmer and Associates, Inc. I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Jeff.
Yes.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes.
Item 9B, 3B, Elkhorn River Trail Project Agreement, Environmental Services Agreement with Jacobs. Recommendation that the following resolution be adopted. Resolution signing and of environmental agreement BK2339. Whereas Papio, Missouri River Natural Resources District is developing a transportation project for which it intends to obtain federal funds, and whereas Papio, Missouri River Natural Resources District as a subrecipient of federal aid funding is charged with the responsibility of expending said funds in accordance with federal, state, and local laws, rules, regulation, policies, and guidelines applicable to the funding of the federal aid project. And whereas Papio, Missouri River Natural Resources District and Jacobs Engineering Group, Inc. wish to enter into a professional services agreement to provide environmental services for the federal aid project, be it resolved by the board of the Papio, Missouri Natural Resources District that John Winkler, General Manager of the Papio, Missouri Natural Resources District, is hereby authorized to sign the attached environmental services agreement between Papio, Missouri Natural Resources District and Jacob Engineering, Inc., and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
And that completes my report.
Thank you, Director Fred Conley. Item 9C, Finance, Expenditure, and Legal Subcommittee meeting. Director Rich Teaser.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, the minutes of the March 12, 24 meeting of the FEL Subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated into these minutes. And the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. One, accounts over 110% vehicle equipment repairs maintenance 01014052. Recommendation that the previous mentioned number vehicle equipment repairs and maintenance be allowed to exceed 110% of the budgeted amount up to a maximum of $290,000. And I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley. Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Dow.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
Item number two. Land acquisition for Beltline Trail Phase Three. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a purchase agreement providing for the purchase by the district from Omaha Municipal Land Bank, six parcels for the purchase price of $90,000, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Staff? Directors? Director Japp?
I had a question. As we purchase, I mean, I get the impression that there's a lot of things dumped on this ground. Is that right? Are we buying a hazardous waste site? I mean, is there diesel fuel dumped here? Is there oil dumped here? Is there gasoline dumped here? And that we're going to be responsible to clean up at some point?
No, we've done environmental assessments, phase one and phase two, and the conclusion was that the intended land use for the trail and recreation purposes would not disturb anything that would need any additional remediation.
So it just stays in its, I guess I've not seen the land, is what it looks like. Is it trees? Is it just concrete that's piled up? And is it weeds or what?
Most of it has some form cover over it. So some inches are of soil, and then brush has grown over the top of that. And so in the area of the trail, the brush will, and trees will be cleared and removed. Subgrade prep done, but we do not anticipate any deeper excavation or anything like
will
that.
Will there be a fence along the trail so that people can't climb into the waste site? Or
there is a fence on one side next to an adjacent property, but to keep people from going to that adjacent property. The site itself does not have just like piles of trash and that kind of stuff around. It's not that type of a site. Again, the cover is sufficient to have allowed things to grow up in the area to kind of provide additional coverage over the bricks, concrete, wood, former building debris that was piled there by a previous owner.
So going forward then, how much maintenance is required for this?
Outside of the operation and maintenance of the trail, which is covered by the City of Omaha per the interlocal with them, we don't expect any additional maintenance on any portion of the rest of the property that's not the recreation aspects of the trail and the adjacent
land. So it's just allowed to grow wild then? Or I guess I don't, I'm picturing
this. It is,
I
mean, it is kind of a low maintenance area that doesn't currently have any additional uses, and it won't in the future because of the past uses.
That's and in the future, nobody complains about that. We don't have to, I guess I'm looking at future liability and future issues with this because nobody's going to want this land, right?
Yes, that it's anticipated that there aren't. The Beltline Trail Master Plan did anticipate the potential for adjacent potential uses, but that would be their responsibility. If a portion of the land is surplus at the end of the project, the new owner would take responsibility for any of the use of the land or anything on the land.
Right.
We would provide them the environmental assessments that we've done. They would take responsibility for anybody who goes onto that property. As far as operations and maintenance, again, that will become the city's responsibility. When the project is completed, they will take operations and maintenance and the associated responsibility for the land and the trail in the area. So we won't have
our liability will end once that occurs.
That's right. We will transfer the land for the trail and the rec area to the city, and then any additional declared surplus, we'll find out what to do with it if and when that happens at the
so
end.
So the city project doesn't have to take this additional dump site? Is that what you just said? I wasn't sure what you said there.
So the land that is not used for the trail project, we will, during the process of the project, we anticipate replatting and kind of segmenting off that portion. So there is kind of in the northern parcels, some land that is not anticipated for the trail, and we will decide at the end of the project what to do with that land. It's anticipated that it could be made available for some other purpose.
But you're convinced that we're not liable for any problems with that land that may, because it's already been determined that there are no hazardous problems with that land, correct?
I don't have a copy of the environmental assessment with me now to read the words, but we did phase one and phase two assessments that concluded there is not, and I guess maybe there's legal counsel could help me here, there's not risk of additional contamination or other environmental damage that we are assuming from the property.
Right, I just didn't want anybody coming back on us saying, well, this is a hazardous waste.
That's right. Area. Due diligence on the research and the background of the former uses of the property has been conducted. So we do understand that there were former uses of this property, but it does not represent a significant, it's not, there have been other environmental dumping sites that had significantly more risk associated with them, and the assessments we've done concluded that is not present at this location.
But it's also possible we were stuck with the excess land forever?
I guess that is possible, and we could decide, yeah. Yeah, so we would be the owner of the non-trail portion of the parcels,
right.
And we would decide what to do with them then.
Right, I mean, I have no problem with this project. I think the Beltline Trail is a wonderful thing, but I just don't want to make sure that we're not exposed on the backside of this thing also. So.
Yeah, there are potential other kind of lower value uses in the area as well because of similar types of former industrial property. So, for example, urban agriculture can be done on land that is unbuildable, and that translates it from a kind of a nuisance area to an area that has some additional value, and that is happening at other places along the Beltline Corridor. So that's one thing that could be investigated is, could you add additional soil and do urban agriculture on the parcels? That's something that we can and will investigate during the course of the finalization of the project.
Director Bradley.
Brought something up. I guess urban agriculture, about adding soil, because did they test the soil for lead, the current soil as it stands, or will it be replaced, or will they use beds, you know,
yeah,
soil beds?
Yeah, so I would expect that if that is a potential use in the future, that additional testing would be done, and the users of the property would then be responsible to bring in amended soil or other things. City of Sprouts Community Garden is in the area, Omaha Permaculture, and the Sunflower Cooperative, and they are familiar with use of this type of land for that purpose, and it would become their responsibility to either add additional soil, but adding 2 feet and doing raised beds is pretty common, specifically in the area next to the trail.
Thank you.
Director Davidson.
Eric, you've answered a lot of our questions, so thank you very much. But what is the process for dealing with the surplus property? How do you decide what to do with that? I heard a lot of good ideas at the last couple of meetings. I just wondered how we decide what to do with the surplus.
So that would all come to the board. So the board would declare it surplus. And then we've done a number of things over the years. And I don't think that our policies really dictate. We've had an auction. We've just presented offers. We've done a number of things, but that would be the board's decision.
So some of the ideas we heard recently could be discussed at that time.
Yeah. Okay. You could have multiple ideas that be brought forward. You can pick.
Okay. Any other directors? Roll call, please.
Yes.
That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Director Rich Teaser. Item 10, Treasurer's Report, Director Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I take items A through I, all inclusive, and be it further resolved that the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes. And I so move.
Second.
Second by Director Bradley. Any public comments, questions, concerns? Staff, directors, roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Ellenwood.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Yes. And Jim.
Yes. Thank you, Director Fowler. Item 11, Chairman's Report. I just have a couple items I'd like to highlight. First off, you may have seen in today's World Herald a very well-written article about the $1 billion of reconstruction at an Offutt Air Force Base. As I see it, phase one of that, of course, was getting all the levees recertified. There's going to be a new 55th wing, a new nuclear command and control facility, new hangars for the big E-4s. I mean, there's just a whole lot going on there to assure that that base, of course, is viable for years to come. But another project that I think Martin and staff and John have been working on for over 20 years, the Offutt Ditch Pump, pretty sexy name.
We can rename it.
We just received word that we're going to get a 65% cost share on that. And if you're not familiar with that area, every time we get a massive rain, or not every time, but most of the time, the whole east end of the base fills up with water anyway, inside the levees, and we got to get that out of there. So I'd like to congratulate staff on getting that finally done. I believe President Biden has signed off on those funds or that part of the allocation. So touchdown. Thank you for that. Secondly, on behalf of the entire Hanson Lakes and Chris Lakes neighborhoods, which is 310 homes, I would like to say thank you to staff and directors, Amanda, Lori, John, everyone involved. I know it was most of you on securing up to $8 million of cost share to remove the obstruction in the Platte River, which we all know was caused by the railroads, but they won't clean it up. So we went around them and we figured out how to do it ourselves. So I appreciate you guys doing that. If you've not lived through a flood, it's not fun. And it affected a lot of people down there, specifically on both sides of the river. But that was a tough time, and we appreciate you continuing to work on that. Lastly, I would like to say thank you to Lori Laster. If you don't mind, Lori. Lori was interviewed regarding the 2019 flood that largely left the metro area untouched from 5 years ago, just about right now. Her comment was this: people say, oh, we were really lucky, but actually, and this is a quote, there's been 60 years of planning, construction, and regulation that went into keeping us safe at that time. That was awesome, Lori. Nice work. I read that and I just smiled and thought that was great. So thank you for all the work that you do, and all of you, of course, on that front. So very well done. Earth Day's coming up. Jim Thompson is requested, as always, by multiple people to speak at that event and has agreed to do it again. So we certainly appreciate that. And Director Larry Bradley has offered to speak at that event as well. And of course, we appreciate that. And we would like as many staff and directors there as possible. I think I can attend this year. So look forward to seeing many of you there, I hope. And with that, I will move on to the general manager report. John Winkler, go
ahead.
Thank
you, Mr. Chairman. Information, education highlights. We hosted the 18 high schools from Douglas and Sarpy counties for the Metro Region Envirothon competition. Once again, Concordia Junior Senior High is the school that's qualifying for the state in April. They're kind of like the Alabama of the Envirothon. So they do a great job every year. So also personnel miscellaneous items. We have several new hires. Corey Mackling was hired on February 26th as the Thurston County Rural Water Supply Operator Maintenance Tech. William Jewell was hired on March 4th as the Parks Department Land Steward. Caden Kneifel was hired on March 5th as the District Field Rep, working out of Dakota City Office. And Marty Thiemann, you might remember that name, he's back with the district. He retired, but he missed us, so we hired him as the part-time park groundkeeper. So we welcome him back as well, and as well as all the new hires. Good news, the district's workers' compensation experience rating came in under 1% at 0.77. Anything under 1% beats the industry average, and so our rating for workman's comp insurance is reflected under that 1%, so that saves, obviously, the district money and the taxpayers' money as well. So congrats to our safety committee and all the employees that do it right and do it safe every single day. The Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership is holding 3 virtual briefings this month for elected officials and county and city administrators to learn more about the upcoming agreement. Those of all the partnership are renewing their commitment for the 6th time to tackle water quality and flooding concerns in the metro. There's a flyer attached for your review. Also, the district hosted a careers in the field trip for Westview High sophomores interested in pursuing a career in civil and community engineering and environmental studies. Several of our staff talked about the job background, education, day-to-day duties, and things like that.
And then they were given some firsthand insight and advice. Thanks to Austin, Philip, Ian, and members of our survey crew, Mike, Joe, Bill, and Caden, for taking part in that and passing on that information to our young adults. Item C, report on purchases, construction services, personal property is attached, as well as professional services, as well as the current and ongoing projects with the district legal counsel. The Pinyon Creek Watershed Partnership report is attached. The meeting was held on February 28th. Next meeting will take place March 28th. And then the Southern Sarpy Watershed Partnership report is attached per request. That meeting were held on February 7th and March 7th. And the next meeting will take place April 4th. And just to piggyback on Chairman Sapinski, I'd like to thank Senator Fisher and Congressman Flood, who both put an appropriations request for that offset ditch pump. And because it was in both houses, it probably helped to get that funded. And like I said, we've been working on that for a very, very long time. It's kind of the last piece missing in that area. And I know we worked with City of Bellevue on a press release. Senator Fisher and Congressman Flood sent out today. Jennifer helped us too, as far as coordinating with the senator's staff and getting our quotes and everything put together. So fantastic partnership with all of our congressional folks, but it's really nice when we get above and beyond our fair share, which we continue to take, and so we'll continue to ask. But
I was gonna say that Fisher and Flood and everybody were very beneficial for that, but let's don't kid ourselves. A lot of the work was done by John Winkler, his team, to make all this happen. So we down at Bellevue, off at Air Force Base, that area, we definitely appreciate all your efforts. That pump is gonna be key for the protection of the base if we ever have to go through something like this again. And obviously all the work you guys have done, appreciate it. And the Hanson Lake, Chris Lake, that, I mean, you said it very nicely. I mean, the railroad was not taking any responsibility, so I'm glad we found a way to get something done down there, because that's very important for those houses.
So that concludes my report.
Any questions for John? All right, informational items. Please note the next few meeting items, and of course, Earth Day, April 27th from 11 to 6 at Elmwood Park. And with that, we are adjourned.